Good afternoon at 12 noon. Temperature at 91 degrees right now. It'll be a mostly sunny, very warm day today and some rain in the forecast. We'll have that forecast for you following the news. A young Sheboygan woman is in critical condition in Theda Clark Hospital this noon as a result of an intersection collision near Plymouth yesterday afternoon. 19-year-old Blia Yang was airlifted following the crash at Highway 67 and County S. A spokesperson at the hospital said she's on the critical list at this hour. Sheriff's Department said Yang was driving a car that went through the stop sign there and collided with the car driven by 28-year-old Christina Christofferson of New Holstein. Christofferson and four others were also injured in that crash. Army psychologist Nidal Hassan rested his case today after he refused to call any witnesses in his military trial on charges that he killed two Wisconsinites and injured six others at Fort Hood. The 42-year-old Hassan faces a possible death sentence after he admitted killing a total of 13 people and injuring 32 others at the Texas base in November of 2009. Amy Krieger of Keele and Russell Sager of Mount Pleasant were among those killed. Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department and Plymouth Police on edge following a suspicious incident which occurred in Plymouth on Monday. We get more from our Rusty Melbourne.
Authorities said a young woman stopped her car in the area of the Faith Christian Academy about 9 a.m. to check on her car when a man stopped nearby. Captain Corey Raisler said nothing unlawful happened, but the woman felt very uncomfortable when the man grabbed her by the arm. He left the scene when another vehicle approached. Raisler said patrols have been increased in that area. Rusty Melberg, 1330 WHBL.
Well, work continues on trying to get a budget in place for 2014 for Sheboygan County. County Administrator Adam Payne told the county board last night the county's limited by state statute to keep their tax levy increase for next year to less than 1%.
And that is directly associated with net new construction, which is an increase of 0.85% or $387,000. So that's what we have to work with.
The impact, he says, on county taxpayers will be a slight increase in the tax rate, 2.4%, due primarily to a drop in equalized property values. The increase should be amount to about $13 on a $100,000 home. Meanwhile, speaking of the property tax increases have been at historically low levels for the past 2 years. Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance President Todd Berry says those new figures are just...
There were bills that were sent out in December of 12 for the 2013 year, and it's just been within the last couple weeks that the dust has settled and we know what actually happened. And what happened was the total levy statewide was up a little under 1%.
Coupled with a 0.2% increase the previous year, Barry says it is the first time since back in 1946 levies rose less than 1% in consecutive years, and he says it's mainly due to tighter limits imposed by Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers. Army Private Bradley Manning being handed a 35-year prison sentence for leaking classified documents to the WikiLeaks website. He was convicted on multiple charges related to the case last month. It's widely considered to be the largest leak of classified information in U.S. history. Wisconsin won't raise its top speed limit anytime soon. There's been some discussion, but Senate Republicans put the brakes on that discussion yesterday. An assembly proposal to raise the limit from 65 miles an hour to 70 on the state's four major four-lane highways won't be going anywhere anytime soon. Senate GOP leader Scott Fitzgerald said it's not likely to be part of the agenda for the fall session in his chamber. Wisconsin school boards are concerned that a bill to prevent companies from snooping in their employees' social media accounts might hurt the efforts to prevent cyberbullying by students. One of the bill's main authors doesn't agree that that's the case. Madison Assembly Democrat Melissa Sargent says she'll work with Dan Ross Miller of the State School Boards Association to make sure that schools can still conduct online inquiries into things like bullying and sex-related text messages to students.
They can still monitor what is done on company-owned computers. They can still restrict what websites are visited on company time and on company computers. They can monitor anything that's done publicly on Facebook or Twitter on or off the clock.
Sargent and Senate Republican Glenn Grothman of West Bend, the main authors of the bill to prevent employers and college administrators from asking for social media passwords so they can see private communications. The two deaths at an assisted living facility in Milwaukee recently may have been the result of a suicide pact. More on that from Eric Grillard.
Police say 56-year-old Alan Silva went into the main door at Cameo Care Campus, signed the guest book, then shot and killed 59-year-old Debbie Tisco. It appears he then took his own life with a knife. Tisco worked at the facility as a receptionist for more than 6 years before moving in as a patient about 4 months ago after suffering a stroke. The investigation is ongoing.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillard.
The Fond du Lac Humane Society's animal shelter fighting an uphill battle against a contagious virus fatal to dogs. Shelter manager Renee Webb says they've been closed now for more than a week as they deal with canine parvovirus. 18 puppies and an adult female dog have the virus. So far, 7 infected dogs have been lost. Taking a look at that Fox 11 forecast, this afternoon mostly sunny, high near 88, mostly cloudy, rain later today, actually tonight low of 64, tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 78, right now 91 degrees. And of course, we've got Brewer baseball coming up this afternoon, 12:35 our pregame, 1:10 for the first pitch.